This is the parallax for Saturday, March 28, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin in the Middle East, where the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran has now entered its fifth week with no clear end in sight. On Friday, American and Israeli forces struck Iranian nuclear facilities, including a heavy water research reactor at the Arak complex and a yellow cake production plant in Yazd province, alongside attacks on two major Iranian steelmakers. Iranian state media reports more than 92,000 civilian units have been damaged across the country. Black smoke rose over Tehran and Isfahan following the early morning airstrikes. Iran retaliated with strikes across the Persian Gulf, wounding at least 10 U.S. service members at Prince Sultan Air Base in Saudi Arabia, with two seriously injured. How different outlets frame this tells you something about what each audience is focused on. Al Jazeera emphasizes the conflict's expansion and Iran's warning of a heavy price, while reporting Trump's claim that the war is creating a new Middle East free from Iranian nuclear blackmail. Bloomberg, meanwhile, focuses on the market impact, oil prices rising, markets sinking, and notes the Trump administration is signaling no immediate plans for a ground invasion, though that could change. The Washington Examiner leads with the American casualty count, and the BBC raises a more strategic question. Trump has paused strikes on Iranian energy infrastructure, but is that a diplomatic signal or a tactical choice? The BBC's James Landale notes that Trump uses deadlines strategically, even as his commitment to them remains fluid. Now, on the question of how long this war will last, there's significant disagreement even within the administration. Secretary of State Marco Rubio told G7 foreign ministers in France on Friday that the U.S.-Israeli campaign will continue for another 2 to 4 weeks, the first time a senior U.S. official has suggested a timeline beyond the 4 to 6 week window President Trump previously discussed. Yet separately, Rubio told reporters the war could conclude in weeks, not months. The picture gets more complicated still. Axios reports, citing three sources with direct knowledge, that Vice President J.D. Vance, who was skeptical of the war before it began, is being positioned as the top U.S. negotiator for potential peace talks with Iran. Vance has already held multiple calls with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and met Gulf allies. The outlets here diverge on emphasis. BBC reports Rubio told allies the U.S. expects to finish the war in the next couple of weeks, while Newsmax quotes Rubio saying, "weeks, not months," and reports that Special Envoy Steve Witkoff believes Iran will hold direct talks with Washington this week. But NPR takes a step back and notes something crucial. Oil markets are struggling to price in two very different realities, a quick end to the conflict or an extended one. NPR describes it as analogous to Schrödinger's cat. The uncertainty itself is the story. The conflict just widened further. Yemen's Houthi rebels launched a barrage of ballistic missiles at southern Israel on Saturday morning, marking their first direct military intervention in the month-long U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. The Houthis claimed they struck sensitive Israeli military sites. This entry into the conflict came hours after the group had warned their fingers are on the trigger. Bloomberg notes the Houthi attack has already sent shockwaves through energy markets and reminds listeners that thousands have been killed since the war began. Al Jazeera emphasizes the group's earlier warnings that they were ready for direct military intervention. The New York Post focuses on the economic impact. The attack rattled the global economy. What's clear across all accounts is that the conflict has just expanded beyond its original scope. Turning to domestic politics, the House of Representatives voted late Friday, 213 to 203, to pass a short-term funding bill for the Department of Homeland Security through May 22nd, rejecting a bipartisan Senate deal that would have funded DHS through September 30th. Three Democrats crossed the aisle to support the House Republican measure. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer immediately declared the House bill dead on arrival. The outlets split on emphasis here. Fox News and The Daily Wire highlight that Speaker Mike Johnson called the Senate plan a joke for excluding ICE and Border Patrol funding. The Guardian and BBC, by contrast, lead with the human impact. A 42-day partial shutdown has left thousands of DHS employees without paychecks for more than a month, causing travel chaos across the U.S. That's the parallax for Saturday, March 28th.